Well, I'm Sherry Rector, and my co-investigator, Captain Gilchrist, is here with me today. And as Juanita said, we're from California. We worked on a study. Do you mind forwarding those for me or moving those for me,
okay.
Kathy? Thank you. We worked on a study. We were interested in public health nursing and their understanding of water quality, because water quality is an issue. The Environmental Working Group, we have no disclosures. We have no money. No one gives us anything.
We want money.
Including our university, by the way. So, according to the Environmental Working Group, there are 260 contaminants in the water, tap water, across the nation, and more than half of them aren't even regulated with safety standards, which is kind of, you know, amazing. If you look at sources of contamination, agricultural, industrial, and then urban sprawl related things are very common, but it was kind of surprising to me to realize that even when you have wastewater treatment and storage and distribution, you've got contaminants from that as well. So this is just a listing from a study in the Journal of Water and Health related to pharmaceuticals and personal care products that are often found in groundwater supplies. We can relate to that. What got us interested in this study was in 2006, the EPA lowered the maximum contaminant level for arsenic in drinking water from 50 to 10 micrograms per liter. And in 2008, there were 11 California public water systems that were cited for not complying with this. And in the area where we work, Bakersfield is located in the very southern part of the San Joaquin Valley, which is a very huge valley in California that's very agricultural. And there are some areas that have naturally occurring high levels of arsenic in their groundwater supply. So, go ahead, thanks. As you know, arsenic is a metalloid substance, and it's found more commonly in the West than in the eastern part of the United States. And it's typically associated with pesticides and herbicides and insecticides. It does also cause epigenetic changes, and it has been linked to higher incidences of diabetes and cardiovascular disease and some of the other things you see listed there. Because we are an agricultural area, we realize that agricultural contamination is a big issue, and we have lots of fruit and nut crops, vegetable crops, cotton. They have horrible stuff they put on cotton. We have a lot of dairies with, you know, the manure and all the things that come with that, and the byproducts from the nitrates, the fertilizer, and those kinds of things. Plus, a lot of urban sprawl, so we've got the medication, you know, issues and those other things too. So the health effect of nitrates, nitrates are nitrogen, oxygen components that combine with organic and inorganic compounds. And the most common thing that is associated with this is the blue baby syndrome, but that's not a very common thing that you find. And in looking at the research, we saw some studies that showed pregnancy complications, cancer, but others that were kind of inconclusive. So that wasn't as consistently, as consistent as the research that we found on arsenic. However, there was some calls for more need for more research, especially related to diabetes and nitrates, and also that maybe it does afford some protection for cardiovascular disease and even gastroenteritis. And looking at the local water quality, Kern, Kings, and Tulare counties are the ones that we were associated with. Some of them were found in the 40 most polluted communities in the United States for arsenic, or 40 most, or excuse me, for nitrates, and 40 most polluted for in California for arsenic. And if you look at the second group is California Compliance Report, and you can see many citations. Okay. This is just an example. In Kern County, where the university is located, there is a very small community called near Lake Isabella, and it's the Hungry Gulch Water System. I love the name of that. Anyway, it only serves 30 households. It's not people, it's actually households. That was my typo. But that is ranked 15th in the United States as the most polluted water system. And they keep working on it, but they still are having continual problems. Okay. So we know that public health nurses are very good at disaster preparedness and very good at working with clients to teach them after emergencies or disasters how to boil their water and what to do. But we understand also that there's not a lot of education, especially for us older nurses, older public health nurses, on environmental health in just nursing curricula. So we wanted to know, how much do public health nurses really know about common drinking water contaminants? Not just the coliforms that we think of, you know, we think of that commonly, but the serious health risk they pose from these more serious things like arsenic and nitrates. Okay. So the purpose of this study was to look at the level of their knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors related to drinking water quality, and did they know about the adverse health effects, say, of arsenic exposure and some of the other. So we surveyed public health nurses in three counties. It was a convenient sample, and we asked them about, do they know about their county's drinking water contaminants? Do they understand signs and symptoms that might be related with some of these contaminants that could be in the water system? And what were their attitudes and behaviors related to assessing and educating clients about some of these things? So we got IRB approval from the university, written approval from the three public health departments, and we did collect the data in one of two ways. Either we went in person to a meeting and had handed out forms and asked them to complete them and then got them right back, or we had the public health nurse administrators or supervisors invite their staff to participate in the online survey through SurveyMonkey, and everything was anonymous. Okay. And then Kathy's going to do the rest. Here's yours right here, and I'll move them for you.
I'm going to be talking about the results. In our demographics, we had a total of 60 participants, 4 that were male, 56 that were female, and 65% of our participants were actually between the ages of 41 and 60. 61.7% had a BSN as their highest degree, and 85% actually possessed a California Public Health Nursing Certificate. And the number of years that they ranged as a public health nurse was 1.5, and we actually have a typo there, to 38 years, and 55% reported some environmental health training.
Oh, I went the wrong way, sorry.
Yeah. And this is just to give you an idea of the age. They, 4 of them were under 30 years old to over, we had 10 that were over 60 years old. Their educational level was primarily BSN, and we had no PhDs. Years as a registered nurse, we had 1.5 years up to 51 years, and then years as a PHN, we had from 1.5 years to 38 years as a public health nurse. This slide actually talks about, we had the question, do you currently have primary duties involving home visiting, and have you ever had a home visit? And as you can see, the majority of them actually had home visits. And this talks about, they had a category where they could actually select other as their current public health nursing assignment. And as you can, as you can see, you can go to the next one, okay. Sorry. 35.5% and 19.4% were actually in a combination type of category. So the majority of them had a lot of different assignments. As far as environmental health training, 55% reported having at least some kind of environmental health training. And of that, the largest segment, as you can see, was some kind of an in-service. Sorry. And then one of the questions that we asked was, have they ever consulted environmental health in relationship to water? And 45% of them said that they had never actually contacted environmental health in relationship to water. As far as problems with environmental health in relationship to water, personally, 42% said yes that they had. As far as their clients and environmental health, 72.9% said that they had actually contacted them. And then as far as clients with water issues, 35.6% had had problems. And then we asked the question, had they contacted environmental health within the past year? And with that, we found out that it ranged from 0 times, which you can actually see is the largest segment, but there was one participant that had said actually 12 or more times in that year they had actually contacted environmental health. Then we asked the question about, was there a problem with the drinking water? And this part was actually rather interesting, because if you look for the no answer, it was over 20% that thought that there was no problem with our water when actually there is a lot of problems with our water. As far as the health effects with arsenic, we actually found that they ranked a lot of them and they knew a lot of the effects, but they really didn't understand that type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and peripheral vascular disease were actually health effects of arsenic. As far as the signs and symptoms or health effects of pesticides, it ranged from no knowledge, which was about 13.6%, and 54.2% at least had some knowledge, and we thought that that was probably because it is an agricultural community. But as far as very knowledgeable, only 3.4% actually felt that they were very knowledgeable in that area. As far as knowing the health effects of nitrates, it ranged from no knowledge, which was 49%, to very knowledgeable, which was only 1.7%, as you can see. As far as nitrates and the interventions, it ranged from no knowledge, which was 64.4%, which is really pretty high, to very knowledgeable, which was only 1.7%. And you can just sort of see with this particular one, we sort of combined a couple of questions about how public health nurses actually did an assessed things like water source, consumer source, reason, and we're just sort of going to skip that one. Okay, conclusions. 1/3 of public health nurses cited they weren't sure that there was no problem with their drinking water in their counties. All three counties, though, do have problems with arsenic and nitrates, top 40 in the U.S. Almost 58% of public health nurses had never consulted environmental health about drinking water safety for clients, and around 35% had ever worked with clients having problems with water quality and safety. And 2/3 of the public health nurses had not consulted with environmental health on client problems within the past year. And almost 73% had ever worked with clients having environmental health problems. Almost half of the public health nurses had no knowledge of adverse health effects of nitrates. Almost 65% had no knowledge of interventions related to nitrates. And only 6.8% of PHNs were knowledgeable or very knowledgeable about the adverse health effects related to agricultural pollutants. So I'm going to just real quick, impact on public health nurses. Water is our number one environmental health concern. Definitely chronic childhood diseases can be linked, and public health nurse knowledge of water quality, safety in their communities is important for, you're going to have to go to the next one.
I did.
No, the next.
The next one.
And if you want to find out more about what might be in your tap water, you need to go to this particular website, and it's really wonderful. It all across the United States, it lists what might be in your own tap water. Thank you.